This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley, they bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
You know, I don't want to hear anyone complain about it if and when it happens. It should be Ohio State, Michigan, and Alabama, Georgia in the semifinal round. And it's the greatest semifinal round ever in anything.
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
The competition's every 4 years. It's incredibly random. And yet, despite that, you could bank on the fact that Lewandowski would get a really good chance to score a goal and Memo Ochoa would make a crazy save. You could bank on those two things with those two players and their history in the World Cup.
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Yes, indeed it is. You Better You Bet. Nick Kostos, Ken Barkley. Great to be here with you on the BetQL Network, where every game is Game 7. You get none of the hot take BS here. We bring you the bets. We bring you the sports. We are live today at the plethora of places, as per usual. Odyssey.com, the Odyssey app. BetQLNetwork.com, the BetQL app. Odyssey stations nationwide as part of the BetQL Network. YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports and Twitch.tv/BetQL. Ken and I are here bringing you the Wagertainment up until 7 o'clock Eastern as we talk all things sports betting. Proudly presented today and always by the great people over at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and visit BetMGM.com. The show also brought to you by BetQL, with all the tools you need to take down the sportsbooks. BetQL.com and the BetQL app. On this F3, three words and they all start with the letter F, phenomenal, football or football, and of course, Friday, December 2nd, 2022. The show's on Twitter, You Better You Bet. I am on Twitter and Instagram at the Kostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S, and Ken Barkley, your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper, on Twitter at Lockie Lockerson. And on this phenomenal Football Friday, we bring you four phenomenal guests. Our pal Brad Evans will join the show. Brad, of course, going to give us his favorite prop bets for Week 13 in the NFL. Sam Paniadovich will join us from Fox Sports Nesson and the Chicken Dinner podcast. He's got a chuckle bet for us in college basketball, NFL, and college football picks also from Sam. How about this? Former NFL head coach Dave Wannstedt will make his You Better You Bet debut today. Dave, you listen to him on 670 The Score in Chicago, a station run by the vice president of our network, the great Mitch Rosen. Dave Wannstedt will join today's show. We'll talk to Dave about Justin Fields and the Bears. It looked like Fields is going to be good to go and start against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers and so much more with Dave Wannstedt. And then it's pro sports bettor Rob Pozzola giving us his favorite bets for Week 13 in the NFL. Plus, Bills beat the Patriots last night. Credit to us laying the points with Buffalo. We will give you P squared, B squared for the Bills and the Pats games coming up next week in Week 14. As the season is like rapidly moving towards a conclusion here. Bills and the Jets, Patriots at the Cardinals on Monday Night Football. Projected point spreads and early thoughts on both of those games on the way. You know you're going to get the World Cup betting breakdown from Ken and myself. South Korea threw earlier this morning. My Uruguayan team, they are out despite winning and shutting out Ghana 2-0. We will talk about that and what it means, where Brazil's probably feeling even better about itself right now, getting South Korea now likely in the round of 16 as the second half set to start with Brazil, Cameroon, Serbia, and Switzerland. What remains to be decided, the second place team in this group, the team that will play Portugal coming up in the first game of the knockout stage on the bottom right-hand side of your bracket. It's Friday, conference championship weekend in college football. Santa Lockie is here for Lockmas, all his bets for conference championship weekend in college football, and then the big-ass power hour. NFL, side and total for every single game coming up on Sunday. Bets for the World Cup knockout stage, including official plays for tomorrow morning with the United States and Netherlands, with Christian Pulisic cleared to play for the American team. The NBA best of the best, big slate to choose from tonight. Unfortunately, for me, the lowercase god, the G-O-D, lowercase g, god of Knicks betting, the Knicks are not playing tonight, which is sad, but we'll give you our NBA best of the best and NHL hard locks as well. Locked and loaded, it is a phenomenal Football Friday. I'm a little hurt by Uruguay not qualifying, but otherwise I'm doing well. Ken, yeah. How's your Friday going? How we doing?
That's tough. I mean, if I had told you before both matches started that you got 2-0, you'd be like, great, got it. no problem. Going to qualify, going to go through, 2-0 final score. What, I mean, in order for them to not qualify, South Korea would have to beat Portugal. That'd be a pretty crazy result. And that maybe the warning signs for there, Portugal's 11 came out, rested some of their quality prominent players. Not what Brazil's doing right now, which is basically like went back home, like sent a plane back home and picked up new players and brought them to the tournament, basically, to replace all of their starters. Not really what Portugal did, but they rested some of their important players. And as I say that, I see Neymar getting back to his seat, wearing a really nice Nike Brazil polo shirt to start the second half. I'm sure if I had told you 2-0, you would have taken it. Just a series of crazy results these last couple days. And the last one, obviously, was this morning. South Korea beating. So both, imagine the AFC, the other AFC, the Asian Confederation. They're ecstatic. They get Japan into the round of 16, and now South Korea also into the round of 16, and Australia into the round of 16, right? Isn't Australia in the AFC too, or are they in like a weird one?
Yep.
Are they in like, is like Oceania or something? Isn't that one of the other ones? I always forget what it is.
It might be Oceania. I actually think that that's right, that it's Oceania.
Right. I said that, and then I was like, wait, probably not. But whatever, they're through too. Good job by them. That maybe going to beat Argentina, but probably not. So another crazy result. Betting-wise, could have been a little better. The over in that match was great. I'm glad South Korea won. 1-1 was death for me because I had Portugal laying the half and the over on 2.5. So at least got the over with South Korea scoring there. And then you and I went mano-a-mano on Uruguay-Ghana, which was just like awesome for you and terrible for me in like every conceivable way. Ghana misses a penalty and Uruguay obviously gets two basically right after.
Yeah, so Uruguay win the game 2-0, and like I'm thinking like Uruguay are definitely going to go through. Also, like the manager, and we have to spend a ton of time on this because I don't know how many people care about this, but Diego Alonso, the Uruguayan manager, like taking off Suarez and Darwin Nunez at 2-0, we're like, okay, like I understand like you're trying to protect that lead and protect the goal differential. Also, like you have to leave like one of these guys out there in the event that South Korea is able to take the lead on Portugal.
Two of their three best attacking players, for people who don't follow the team. These are two of their three best attacking players.
So like I think like he obviously thought about what he was trying to do. I think he did not account for the fact that South Korea could ever take the lead on Portugal. And as a result, Uruguay don't have the attacking oomph to get another one through, where like it's kind of like really like touch and go at the end there, where a third Uruguayan goal puts them through on goal differential. They don't end up getting it. 2-0 the final score. Uruguay home. South Korea advance as the sacrificial lamb to take on likely Brazil, of course, in the knockout stage. So that was a bummer, like a good betting result for me with Uruguay to win 2-0 and under 2.5. The game, but like very frustrating as a fan and like has family members that live in Uruguay and from Uruguay and unable to get to the knockout stage. It would have been fun. I actually think they would have beaten Brazil. Like I actually really, really, really think they would have beaten Brazil.
Maybe really competitive.
And now we'll never find out. That,
maybe like that Brazil-Colombia match was that a round of 16 8 years ago? Something like that? That was a quarterfinal because Colombia won their round of 16. That was the James Rodriguez team.
And they beat Uruguay in that game. And Luis Suarez didn't play in that game for Uruguay because he had bitten an Italian player in the final game of the group.
Correct. Only at the World Cup.
or the Premier League or La Liga, depending on where Suarez is playing.
Right. Only in international soccer. The match is going on this afternoon. I have no bets going, but shout out
Serbia.
To you.
Serbia. This game. Yeah, Switzerland. Well,
I was just about to say.
This game is insane. This Switzerland.
Yeah, it's bananas. Right, it's really, it's the quality of the defending, I would say, is like an F-, but it's kind of like, if you like NFL games that are 51-48 and who doesn't, and like somebody out there is like, what? Like a lot of really good defense. Be like, all right, well, then this Serbia-Switzerland match isn't for you. It's 3-2. There's been giveaways all over the place. Terrible defending in the box at all times. And Switzerland has taken the lead. Great job by you. Both teams to score an easy winner. Is both teams to score twice? Was that actually, like, is that a bet that's offered ever? Like, could have even upped the ante a little bit. Game's going crazy. It's 3-2. We have a ton of time left to play. A good winner by you given out on the show yesterday.
Yeah, not bad. That was so feel pretty good about that. And now we just kind of like wait to see what's going to happen with the result of this game. Can Serbia get an equalizer? It feels like the scoring in this game is far from done. So I think we'll still have some potential wild results coming up here. NFL game last night was pretty good, and I couldn't resist. And I don't even know like why I do this. I don't even think anyone like really cares because like I don't do it on social media. So it's not even like I get a huge reaction when I do it because it's like not, I don't even know like, what like my social media brand is anymore. It's like show promotion and sometimes salty tweeting during games where
that sounds about right.
I just like, I loved all the like tweets last night, like Vegas knows, public on the Bills, lines moving towards New England. It's fishy. It's a trap game. Like Vegas is setting the trap for you here. And the Bills just absolutely beat the piss out of them the entire game. It's like, I guess Vegas didn't know. I guess Vegas didn't know, right? I guess they didn't know. Or maybe and they forgot. They took the night off.
Right. Yeah. Maybe they set the trap and then they fell asleep. So, you know, like when you set, like you're in the woods, you set the trap and the animal just eats the food and you don't pull the string so that the box falls on it. You know, that's really what happened. And, you know, we do this bit all the time on the show, and I love doing it, and I think Nick does too, and we're going to keep doing it a lot. And the point is not that the Patriots couldn't win. It's just the idea that before the game started, you could know what was going to happen. Like, it's just, that's the thing.
And there was another ingredient in this also that I want to hit you with also when you make your point here, was it wasn't just public on the Bills, but line moving, reverse line movement. It was also, did you know that when Sean Hockley referees Patriots games, the Patriots never lose? So you had like this cocktail of things all converging together.
Oh, so it really was rigged. Like, the fix was in. Oh, it was in. Or the Bills were 100 times better and the market was moving because of a lot of really obvious things that it should have moved on. Like the line movement's fine. So again, just when you see these, when you see these tweets, I'll say this over and over again, and I'll try to keep framing it better every single time. When you see these pieces of information, and it's like line moving this way, but 80% of the bets are on the other side. Fish emoji. When you see this stuff, just remember that like the line movement is authentic. Like people with influence are betting one side. That is happening. People whose opinion the books respect are betting that side, and the line is moving as a result of that. But the public part is irrelevant. So all that's happening is the line is moving because someone with influence bet that side. Could be any side, could be any sport, could be any side, doesn't matter. And you just cross off the public part of it, and then you've got the authentic version of actually what's happening, which is somebody thought a number needed to be less, like decided a number and bet it, and they had influence and the market moved. And that's it. That's like, it's like the simplest, randomest. Sure, it matters. It's interesting to know those things, right? Or to see that happen. Be like, oh, that's kind of interesting. You know, people like the Patriots at 5.5 and 5 and 4.5 and 4. That's kind of interesting. But just who everyone shows up to bet on that has no influence, you don't matter. Not your opinions are irrelevant to the sports book. They're happy to take your bet because they think in the long term they're going to get the best of you. And so they don't really care what side you bet on at all. And so we shouldn't either if we're going to try to handicap games and evaluate what side is the valuable side. And that's really all it is. It's very simple.
You know what I'm finding to be like, it's both sad and a little scary, right? Like when you hear, like, I don't know, even like the Kanye stuff recently, you don't have to like get into like the stuff that Kanye's saying, but like people like this that are Kyrie or whomever. Exactly. Yeah. But like, we don't need to like get into like the specifics of it on the show, but just people that espouse like they say things and you're like, well, I know that what they're saying is incorrect. And they are absolutely convinced that something they are saying that is incorrect is actually correct. It would be like having a conversation with your next door neighbor. And one day they're like, hey, like the sky's awfully red this morning. It's like, well, it's blue. Like I'm looking at it. They're like, no, it's red. I'm like, well, look, actually, no, like, look, like you can see it with your eyes. It's blue. It's like, no, it's red. It's like, okay. You don't argue with people like this. I have some people in my mentions, and this is not like to say like these people suck. I'm sure they're really nice people. And they are absolutely convinced. They are convinced that Vegas knows that the sports books are rigging games, and like the idea of like public and sharp money, and they are wrong about all of it, and they are absolutely convinced that they are right. And it's actually like a little dangerous, I'm finding right now.
Sure.
These people are going to lose because of it. They're going to lose. They're going to lose their money.
Well, what they're
going to
do. Right. Well, it's it's almost less about the losing, right? Because this, by the way, I don't want to make it seems like everybody else is stupid and we're geniuses. Like, we're just saying, no, like, we're all playing the same random game of chance. We're all playing the same random game. Nick and I are playing it just like you're playing it. And when it comes to, like, betting the NFL...
The point is that we were right about the Bills. The point is that if the Patriots were to win or cover the spread, it has nothing to do with any of this stuff, that people think that's the reason why. It has nothing to do with it. Doesn't mean that we have to be
exactly.
right. We could have been wrong. No. Patriots could have covered or won.
Right. Of course. We're gonna be wrong about some things this weekend. I hope very few. I hope we're right about more than we're wrong. We're all of us, whether you believe the conspiracy theories or not about Vegas knows, even if you don't want to admit it to yourself, we're all playing the same random game of chance where all things are possible. We're all playing that game. And the sooner you accept that, the easier it'll be to understand actually what's happening. That's my point. It's, you know, like, I don't have all the answers, but I can easily spot the BS. I mean, that's easy. Like, even if you don't know what the real right answer is, like, you can spot the wrong ones. And so it's not even dangerous because of the losing, Nick. It's like, we lose. Everybody loses who bets. Now, you try to win more than you lose, and that's great. Everybody loses. This stuff's dangerous because it makes people, if you think the fix is in, you're going to bet way more than you should bet. Because you're going to think it's a predetermined outcome, right? Be like, if I told you, like, I know for sure you're playing blackjack. I know for sure the next card's a face card. I know for sure. Because, like, I have the data and the lights moving in the up, whatever. So I know that next card's a face card. I mean, you're going to put a big amount of money on the table, right? And then what happens when the card's flipped over and it's a three? What happens then, right? And so it's like, for you and I, like, we at least understand, like, hey, we're going to lose sometimes. Like, you got to bet responsibly. You believe that kind of stuff, you're more likely to not bet responsibly. It's pretty brutal.
Like, it's scary, like, to tell people, like, actually, like, you're wrong here, and they're like, no, you're wrong. It's like, okay, great, then go lose all your money. Just shut up. You know, like, what do you say to people like this? We're going to have a lot of fun today in this Phenomenal Football Friday. On the other side, P squared, B squared from the game last night, we will break down the Bills and the Jets, the Patriots and the Cardinals coming up in Week 14.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.